As I spent time praying about this special Christmas Eve gathering, the Lord has brought to my mind and to my remembrance the word seek, S-E-E-K, seek. It means to go in search of, to look for, to try to discover, to ask for, to try to find, to seek. And we find the word seek intertwined with the marvelous events of Christmas. After the angels delivered the glorious birth announcement of Christ, the shepherds decided to seek out the newborn king. We just read it. It's in Luke chapter 2, verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." In other words, let's go seek out this child, this king that we just heard about from the angels. And so they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. We also discover that wise men from far away embarked on a journey to seek out Jesus. These wise men were seeking out Jesus, trying to discover, trying to encounter this newborn king, this Messiah that had been prophesied about, that had just been born. They were seeking Jesus. However, check this out. This is something I believe the Lord wants every one of us in this room tonight to be reminded of, to be aware of. See, the glory and the wonder of Christmas didn't start with mankind seeking out Jesus. Rather, Christmas really began with God leaving heaven on a mission to seek us out. That's Christmas. Jesus himself helps us understand this marvelous reality in Luke 19, verse 10. Jesus is recorded as saying, "For the Son of Man," that's Jesus, the baby in a manger, the Son of Man, Jesus, the Messiah, he came to seek and to save the lost. God himself leaving heaven to seek out lost people, to seek us out. See, Christmas was initiated by God. In his great mercy, driven by his amazing love that we talked about earlier with the Advent candles, Jesus, the Son of God, he stepped down from heaven to this earth that he actually created. It's pretty amazing. And he put on flesh. He was born on that special morning. Why? To seek us out and to save us. That's why he came. That's what we're talking about when we talk about Christmas. That's what we're remembering when we celebrate Christmas. The Son of God leaving heaven to seek us out and to save us. Christmas is about God coming after you. Because he loves you. God wants you to hear this. He wants you to know this right here, right now. He wants you to maybe hear this and know this for the first time, or he wants you to be reminded of this reality. This is what Christmas is about. This is what we're remembering. This is what we're celebrating. This is why we come together. This is why we make such a big deal of it. This is why we dress up in red and in green and sing songs and gather with family. We're reminding ourselves that God left heaven to seek us out, to rescue us, to save us. And because Jesus sought us out, because Jesus came for us, we can now find him. That's a marvelous thing. He came to seek us out. He came to this earth. And now because of what he has done for us, we actually now are able to find him. We're able to discover God. We're able to obtain him, to know him, and to encounter him because Jesus came and he made a way for that to happen. We can find God, encounter him, and know him through Christ, who was born on that precious, special, amazing Christmas morning. Jesus said, "Seek and you will find." In Jeremiah, God says to us this. It's found in Jeremiah 29, verses 12, 13, and 14, right after 29:11, that we all know about the plans God has for us, those good plans for us. And then God says this to us. He says, "Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Now check this out. God is saying to us, you will seek me, verse 13, you will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord. That's marvelous. That's amazing. The one who came to seek us out and to save us has made a way for us now to actually seek him. And God has declared that we will find him when we seek him with our whole heart. We will find the God of all creation, the one who breathed life into you, knows you by name, formed you in your mother's womb. God has declared that we can find him and know him. God wants us to find him. He wants this so badly that he stepped down from heaven. He became a man and he made a way for us to find him. And so like the shepherds who heard the good news of the Savior and those magi who responded to that prophetic word and followed that star, we too respond to this Christmas gift. And we seek him. We seek Jesus. In Psalm 14, Scripture says that the Lord has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. See, the Lord is just looking for those who are seeking him so that he can make himself known to us. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, we're reminded that God is the rewarder of those who seek him. In other words, God will show himself to those who pursue him. And then the Lord declares this in Proverbs 8, verse 17. He says, "I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me." Again, the Lord making sure we understand that when we seek him, we will find him. And the reason is because he's already sought us out and made a way for that to happen. And I know some of us say, "Yes, I get it. I hear what you're saying. I want to seek God, but I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I'm just trying to get everything done that I got to get done. I mean, I got to bring home a paycheck. I got to take care of things around the house. I got to raise these kids. I got a lot going on. I want to seek God, but I don't know how it's going to happen. There's just too much going on in my life right now." And I just want to say, there's too much going on in our lives right now for us to not seek him. We need to seek him. In Matthew 6, beginning of verse 31, Jesus says, "So don't worry saying, what shall I eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" In other words, don't be worried about how busy life is and all the cares of the world that we're told we have to have, and all the hoops that we have to jump through, and all the responsibilities that this culture puts on us. Don't worry, for the pagans run after these things. They seek after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them also. He understands where you are and what your needs are. But Jesus says, "But let me show you another way. Let me call you to another way." He says, "But seek first his kingdom. Seek first God's kingdom. Seek first his presence, his voice. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things, all these cares, all the things that are pressures in your life, that are pushing on you, that are pulling on you, all these other things will be given to you as well." Yeah. You know, this Christmas can be a time for us to look at things God's way again, to live life God's way, and to not get cheated out of the best, what we really are longing for, and that's God himself. That's hope. That's joy. That's love. That's peace that only comes from him. And he's promised that when we seek him, we will find him. And when we find him, we find all of these things. And when we find him and seek him, he takes care of those other things. He gives us strategies. He steps in the middle. He's our advocate. He makes a way where there seems to be no way. And so we seek him. On Sunday, this past Sunday, Carlos Valiente, one of our elders here at Evident Life Church, he's currently with his whole family in Ethiopia doing missions work for a couple years. And he sent us a word, and this is what he said to us on Sunday. He said, while singing the song, "You Make Me Come Alive" at church, the Lord reminded me of the story of the rich young ruler. He wanted to spend time with Jesus, but his unwillingness to let go of his possessions kept him from being with Jesus. Carlos continues and he says, while I don't think the main point of this message is that we are all called to sell everything, I do think we would do well to get rid of anything that keeps us from being with him or doing what he wants. During this next song, I want us to quiet ourselves before the Lord. I want us to quiet our minds and our hearts. I want us to focus on the one who focused on us already on that Christmas morning and sought us out and stepped down from heaven. I want you to put yourself in a position, even right now, as you focus on Christ. Put yourself in a position to find him, to hear his voice. We're going to have the elements of communion passed out at this time while this song is being sung. And if you're a follower of Christ, if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please participate with us. We do this every fourth weekend of the month. And as you're receiving those elements, continue as you pass them along to keep your heart and your mind on Christ, to spend this time seeking him out. Maybe he will identify something that you need to lay down at this time in your life so that you can seek him more. Maybe you're just going to find peace in this very moment, right here and right now. When we seek him with all of our hearts, we find him.